This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State oil and gas regulators have paused rulemaking on a controversial new law because of the coronavirus outbreak. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission says the importance of their work requires face-to-face and not virtual meetings. The commission is reviewing its rules to follow a new state law prioritizing public health and municipal authority over oil and gas development. Hearings and deadlines will be postponed until at least mid-April, when the committee will consider when to continue. Weather forecasters in Colorado are not postponing their work. CPR's Grace Hood explains they are still on the job.
The National Weather Service in Boulder issues daily forecasts and alerts for the Denver metro region. Meteorologist Jennifer Stark says a lot of work can be done remotely, but blizzard and thunderstorm warnings still have to be initiated inside her physical headquarters in Boulder.
The only way we can issue that severe thunderstorm warning, notifying the public that we had a hazardous event coming your way, would be from that workstation.
Stark says in the near future, staff at regional offices in Grand Junction or Pueblo could potentially issue warnings for Denver if there's a worker shortage. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Pitkin County may spend up to $5 million to buy more than 400 acres in the Thompson Divide southwest of Carbondale. The county board gave preliminary approval to the plan Wednesday. A final vote is next month. A bill to protect the Thompson Divide from oil and gas development is stuck in the U.S. Senate. The Bureau of Land Management started to lease land there for drilling exploration 10 years ago. This is CPR News.